From VOA Learning English, this is In the News, in Special English. This week, President Obama made his first official trip to Israel, the West Bank, and Jordan. The president arrived Wednesday to a full ceremonial welcome in Tel Aviv. At the airport, he inspected equipment that belongs to Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. The missile system is partly financed with the help of hundreds of millions of dollars in American assistance. Israel has used the Iron Dome to shoot down rockets fired by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined President Obama at a joint press conference. The two men said they are united in their desire to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Iran says its nuclear activities are only for peaceful purposes. But Iran has called for Israel's destruction. Mr. Obama said, a diplomatic settlement is the best way to deal with Iran's nuclear activities. He also said he respects Israel's right to act on its own, while the United States keeps all possibilities open.
The United States will continue to consult closely with Israel on next steps, and I will repeat, all options are on the table. We will do what is necessary to prevent Iran from getting the world's worst weapons.
Mr. Netanyahu said he is sure that Mr. Obama will do everything he can to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The United States is committed to deal with it. Israel is committed to deal with it. We have different vulnerabilities, obviously, and different capabilities. We take that into account. But what we do maintain, and the president, I think, is the first to do so, is that Israel has a right to independently defend itself against any threat, including the Iranian threat.
The Associated Press reported Thursday that Iran said it will destroy Tel Aviv and the Israeli city of Haifa if the country is attacked by Israel. Also on Thursday, President Obama met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. Mr. Obama called for unconditional peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. He said the talks must lead to two states. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel's new government is prepared for a two-state solution with the Palestinians. He says he is willing to sit down and negotiate peace. President Abbas also says he is ready to restart peace talks, but he says he will not enter negotiations until Israel stops settlement activity in the West Bank and building homes in East Jerusalem. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Abbas said the two areas are part of a Palestinian state.
I hereby assert again that we are ready to implement all our commitments and obligations and to respect the signed agreements and the international legitimacy resolutions in order to provide for the requirements of launching the peace process and achieving the two-state solutions, Palestine and Israel.
Late Friday, American officials reported that Mr. Netanyahu spoke by telephone with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The phone call marked the first talks between the Israeli and Turkish leaders since 2009. Officials said Mr. Netanyahu apologized for any mistakes that could have led to deaths during his country's 2010 raid on a ship carrying pro-Palestinian activists. The ship was attempting to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. And that's In the News, written by Kim Varzi. I'm Bob Doty.